Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's Tuesday again, so of course your K-drama tita is back for another K-drama review. And today's episode is very fresh. Fresh na fresh, mainit-init pa. As in the K-drama that we will talk about in today's episode was just released last week, October 20th. And this K-drama, all 9 episodes of it are already available for streaming. So, alam na this. Alam na na isa na naman pong weekend ang ginugol ng inyong tita sa panonood lamang ng K-drama na pag-uusapan today. So, yes, wala po akong ginawa itong Sabado kundi tapusin itong K-drama na ito na medyo matagal-tagal ko na ding hinihintay. After the cast were officially confirmed, talaga namang inabangan ko din itong K-drama. It's definitely one of my 2023 highlight. It's one of the K-dramas na inaabangan kong ma-release because ang bidang lalaki dito ay isa sa mga cutie opa ko na talaga namang inaabangan ko rin magbalik. At ito nga ang kanyang first ever project after being away for a little bit of time. At eto na nga, handa na ang inyong tita sa isa na naman pong chismisan. Chismisan na may paulan na spoiler. Handa ka na din ba, pamangkin? It's time, mga K-drama pamangkin, to talk about Netflix newest original series. It's time to talk about the K-drama, Donna. Starring the very beautiful Bae Suzy, Donna is about this college student, Won Jun, played by Yang Sejong, who becomes roommates with Donna, a retired K-pop idol who leaves behind her glamorous days. Now, this is, by the way, the comeback role of Yang Sejong, who I loved from the K-dramas like Dr. Romantic and Still 17. He finished his military service last year, 2022, but this is his first acting gig after being discharged. And as for Suzy, she previously finished the K-drama, the Amazon series, Amazon Prime Video, I don't know, Prime series, Prime TV. Anyway, yung sa Amazon Prime na Anna. I don't know if you have already seen that K-drama. If you have, can you let me know in any of my social media accounts? Can you let me know if it's actually one of those na worth watching? Kasi tigang na po ako. Wala na po ako mapanood ng mga K-drama. May mga upcoming, may mga ongoing. Pero naghihintay ako na matapos sila. Or at least makarami-rami. So habang wala pa eh, hindi ko po alam kung anong gagawin sa buhay ko. As in, talagang tulala na po ako. Buti na lang talaga may mga nagsisidatingan na katulad nito na available na lahat ng 9 episodes niya on Netflix. So, I don't know about the Anna. So, if you have already seen that, let me know if it's worth watching. Anyway, if I be honest as well, I love this K-drama Donna for Suzy. Like with this K-drama, she was able to look back on her roots, which is K-pop. which, if you don't know, in case you're one of those that just joined the K-drama world during the pandemic, so you already know her as the actress. But before that, Suzy Bae is actually, or was actually, part of the K-pop group Miss A. At one point, they were actually one of the top girl groups of the second, third generation. I cannot remember kung anong generation siya, basta ganun, second or third. So seeing her as a K-pop idol in this K-drama really reminded me that once upon a time, she was, in real life, a K-pop star. And I think I also know Suzy more now as an actress than a K-pop idol. I wasn't really into K-pop before. I don't know if you have heard about that episode of mine where I talked about my journey as well as a K-drama fan. Mas nauna akong na-introduce sa K-drama. And then through K-drama, I got introduced to K-pop, which is for some people the other way around. Like some are more into K-pop first, and then because their K-pop idols went into acting, dun sila na-introduce sa K-drama. So ako naman kabaliktaran. Kaya mas marami akong kilalang mga K-pop idols noon, but I'm know them more from a previous K-drama of them. And Suzy is one of those na mas kilala ko from a previous K-drama rather than being a K-pop star. So it was definitely exciting to watch her perform like the old days, because she was really, I think there was even a music video that was just really created for this K-drama. And she performed there as if it's just a true part of a K-pop group, and it was actually fun. It was fun to see her just like the old days. And if I may also say, iba ang ganda ni Ate Girl mo sa K-drama na ito dito sa Donna. Hindi ko alam kung it's the anime-looking hairstyle with those bangs na parang si, yung sa Inuyasha, yung girl, si Kagome, ba yun? Ewan ko kung na alam niyo yun. Matanda na yung yun anime. But anyway, I don't know if it's the anime-looking hairstyle with those bangs, which in case, by the way, nakikita kita pamangkin, kung nagbabalak ka na naman, nagayahin, okay? Pamangkin, ako na mismo magsasabi sa iyo na binabagayan po yung gupit na yon. Yung gupit ni Suzy dito sa K-drama na to, binabagayan yon, okay? Hindi porket maganda kay Suzy, eh, maganda din sa atin, okay? Ako na mismo, take it from me. Huwag ka nang gumaya. Ako na mismo ang magsasabi sa'yo na hindi lahat binabagaya ng ganong bangs, okay? So maghunos dili ka pamangkin, bitawan mo yung gunting. Ibaba mo yan. Anyway, I think she was also extra thinner. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but if you can let me know as well, I think she is extra thinner. I don't know. Parang mas payat siya dito. I don't know if she was asked to go on extra diet. Kasi parang ewan ko, yung katawan niya dito iba sa mga K-dramas na napanood ko. I don't know if it's also because yung outfits niya dito normally naka-spaghetti strap clothes lang siya or t-shirt or something like that. So mas nahahalata mong payat talaga si Suzy for this K-drama. Or just possibly, it was asked from her because yun talaga yung mga normal na katawa ng mga ano, ng mga K-pop idols. I don't know. Kasi di ba pag mga K-pop idols, ang papaya talaga, te. Diyos ko. So iba. Ibang-iba yung itsura dito ni Suzy. To be fair to her, she has done several other roles in the past, some what similar to this K-drama as well. But for me, iba yung ano dito niya. Iba yung aura niya, iba yung styling na ginawa sa kanya. Mas talagang nararamdaman mo na K-pop star siya. So, mas ano siya, mas memorable din yung overall look niya for this K-drama compared to all her other K-dramas. So, ang ganda-ganda niya. Ang ganda-ganda ni Suzy sa K-drama na ito. Ewan ko na lang kung napangitan ka pa rin. Kasi iba na yan. Ibang standards na yan. Anong kailangan mo? Malaanghel na? Yung kumikinang na mismo para masabi mong maganda. Basta for me, she was definitely beautiful? Beautiful in this K-drama. So physically alluring siya sa K-drama na ito. Ang tanong, hanggang ganda lang ba ang labanan? What about the story? So eto na nga, pamangkin. Ay, Diyos ko. Anyway, first, let me say that the whole time I was watching Donna, I was constantly reminded by another Korean series or another K-drama and a Korean movie. I don't know if you also had the same experience, but I cannot help but remember the K-drama Our Beloved Summer from this series. Like the overall vibes niya, like the color grading na very light, na parang halos, parang puti na nga lang. yung style niya, yung color grading niya, parang ano na eh, very light, very halos white yung background. Basang puti-puti. And then the music, of course, the music used in the series is very similar to the Our Beloved Summer. So if napanood mo na yung Our Beloved Summer, I don't know if you were reminded of it when you were watching the K-drama, but the music definitely was a great reminder for me of Our Beloved Summer. I don't really know. I did not even bother to check. I don't know if the people that work behind the scene for this K-drama are the same set of people that also work on Our Beloved Summer, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were. Like the people who created or edited it or also had, you know, the same people that were in charge of the music were also the people from Our Beloved Summer. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they are because it definitely smells like Our Beloved Summer. It's very similar. It has the same very chill vibes. And also the editing is very baguettes. It's very young. Like that experimental, creative, young touch that I often see if the people working behind the scenes are very young. Which I think works well with Donna. Like the story, because it involves romance between young people who met during, what, their 21st birthday or when they were 21. So I'd like that it was very creative, the experimental, creative, young approach of the editing or the cinematography. Yeah, actually, the editing, everything. Which, yun nga, sabi ko, it's very apt for the chosen editing and cinematography that ginamit nila dito. Because again, the story is involving young adults. So, in their 21st or 21. 21st? Like 21. So, yun. It was really fit for the K-drama. Sa Korean movie naman, yung sinasabi kong naaalala ko while watching this K-drama, I am constantly reminded while watching Donna of the classic Korean movie, My Sassy Girl. Like, I don't know. Is it just me or kayo din? Let me know. So, kung napanood niyo yung trailer nitong K-drama, alam ko na medyo magiging May Sassy Girl na ito. So, dun pa lang sa trailer, medyo na-vibes ko na parang, ah, okay, medyo May Sassy Girl ang datingan na to. Na although the title is Donna, which is particularly one the female lead, I am already expecting that the story will definitely be coming from the perspective ng guy based on the trailer. The guy who had this whirlwind romance with a girl na he accidentally met and live close with. And yung personality ni girl is, you know, not the typical mahinhin, but a very complex personality as well. So, hindi na ako nagulat na ganun ang naging takbo ng kwento na parang May Sassy Girl siya or let's just say 500 Days of Summer. Now, the title may be pointing out that it's mainly about this girl, but it's actually coming from the perspective of the guy. So I was not surprised, and it did not bother me. Like, it's not an original idea. I've seen other K-dramas with the same approach of the story. I've seen a lot of movies which has the same approach as well. Like I said, My Sassy Girl, 500 Days of Summer. So it's not a new thing. It's not a new approach to the story. It's also not a new concept to, you know, fall in love with someone na may previous superstar status. So it I was not surprised, and it did not bother me that the story was coming from the perspective of the guy, which I know for some people, as per Twitter, what I saw previously, I think some were complaining na hindi nila in-expect na this, the whole story of Donna will be coming from the point of view ng lalaki. Because nga, yung title nga naman talaga is about the girl. So Donna, akala mo, iisipin mo na it's about her. Now, I understand that, pamangkin, okay? If you felt that you were sort of like disappointed because you thought that it would be, primarily from the point of view of Donna, I certainly understand that. But again, this is a romance. And this is the story of this.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This ordinary guy who met by chance this extraordinary girl named Donna. However, dito tayo magkakatagpo, okay? Mag-agree tayo dito. Kung medyo naging issue sa iyo na yung kwento is coming from the perspective ng lalaki, dito naman mag-aagree tayo. Ako kasi hindi naman siya sa akin issue na nanggaling yung kwento from the perspective of the guy. Pero I felt towards the end of the 9 episodes of it, I felt na masyado siyang naging excessive. Na parang ang daming kwento na non Donna related. So yung mga side characters, yung side story arcs, ang daming pinahabang chismisan or mahabang kwento na hindi na masyadong naka-arc or hindi na naka-anchor kay Donna. Like sure, I understand na may halong coming of age din itong K-drama na to. So may barkadang in-introduce na pinakilala sa atin sa kwento na ito, yung mga kasama dun sa barkadahan na yon na nabuo doon sa dormitory or doon sa co-ed house na pinagsamahan nilang lahat with Donna. Ang problema ko lang kasi, pamangkin, is karamihan sa kanila connected dun sa guy. At hindi lahat sa kanila ay may interaction kay Donna. So, wala silang parang hindi nga sila yung kwento naka-anchor. Anyway, basta hindi nakakonect doon kay Donna. So, ang dating tuloy sa akin, habang pinapanood ko tong K-drama, ang dating tuloy sa akin, Donna nga ang title, pero ang bida is actually yung lalaki talaga, si Won Jun, which is malina for me. Like, yeah, sure, I accept that the story would be coming from his perspective, pero I came for Donna. So I was looking for the story coming from more about his interaction with her and all of the side characters' interaction with Donna. So si Donna pa rin yung may nasa spotlight. Pero yun nga, yung naging issue ko na sobrahan naman na naitsapwera na, for me ah, naitsapwera na para sa akin si Donna. By the end of the series, parang mas marami akong alam sa nangyari kay Won Jun kaysa kay Donna. Like, okay lang. Siguro sabihin natin, halimbawa, lahat sila got to meet Donna and siguro may mga they got to meet Donna because of Won Jun. Sabihin na natin, okay yun, okay? So, maliban kasi sa girls, yung ibang supporting characters, yung other boys na nakatira din, wala man lang masyadong interaction kay Donna. Like, hindi ko man lang nakakitaan na parang naging, kumbaga, kinilala nila si Donna na ganun. So, wala, talaga yan. Ang dating tuloy talaga sa akin, si Donna, yung ano, yung title, pero yung bida, si Wonjon. So, yun. By the end of the K-drama, naging Wonjon imbes na Donna. So, yun. Hinahanap po kasi sana talaga yung interaction nila with this once popular K-pop idol that they happen to, you know, live with. By some amazing coincidence, they live with this once in a blue, or once in a, not a blue moon, but once a popular K-pop idol. And yun nga, and that they would talk about the times that they spent getting to know her and, you know, just interacting with her. I was hoping that they would form some kind of bond with her. And somehow in the K-drama, we get to see how Donna, you know, despite the one superstar status that she had, is living like a normal young adult, like everyone else in that house. And I was also expecting that the story would also show us her struggle to be normal. Because parang ganun yung gustong ikwento sa atin. She was struggling to have a normal life na hindi niya makuha because of her superstar status with her, you know, with her K-pop group and being a superstar. So, I was looking for her trying to be as normal as possible. Pero wala eh. Super talagang nakulangan ako. Nakulangan ako sa exploration. sa details, yon. Sa details ng buhay ni Donna. Like, ano yung backstory niya? Puro pa happy yun eh. Ano yung mga hardships na pinagdaanan niya? At bakit dumating siya sa point na nasabi niyang hindi niya na kayang kumanta? Diba? Ang ganda sana nun eh. Ang ganda sanang himayin yung buhay niya na para ipakita sa mga tao na eto yung pressure, eto yung pinagdadaanan ng mga iniidolo nating K-pop idols. These are the things that they are struggling, that we also contribute by forcing them to be in this impossible status na napaka-perfect na dapat nila sa atin. So, diba? Ang ganda sana eh. Ang ganda sanang himayin nun. And like, you know, she's living with normal people. Yung compare and contrast sana, nanggigigil ako. I was really looking for more, pero super tinipid dito sa K-drama na to. I don't know if it's because it was only able to produce 9 episodes. You know, I don't know if the webtoon, because this was based on an actual webtoon, so I don't know if the webtoon was so much better. I'm guessing it would be. But the way it was, you know, for it, the action, or what is the K-drama remake or adaptation of it, it's not it. I mean, it could have been so much better. Like, yun nga, parang ang nakita ko lang talaga is this, ang kwento parang this used to be top star with some kind of attitude for problem that is, you know, living with them. I don't know. I just wish that there was more to the story na hindi ko nakuha. And like what I said earlier, I was really rooting for some kind of more discussion on the life or the struggles of K-pop idols. Pero wala. Ay nako. And then yung love story naman dito ni Wonjon and ni Donna. Yes, it was, you know, also exciting to watch their ups and downs. But to be honest, I didn't really feel any chemistry. I don't know. Again, it's possible na ako lang, pero medyo nakulangan talaga ako. So, yun, medyo bitin yung kwento, magulo, and at the same time, na out of focus sila. So, for me, pamangkin, kulang sa akin itong K-drama. Masyado sigurong minadali at tinipid sa maling mga lugar. Like, sana tinipid nila yung mga extra life stories ng mga ni Won Joon at saka yung mga ano niya, yung mga interaction niya with other characters or other supporting characters. Like, well, okay sa akin yung kwento ni Choi Era. Like, yung crazy girl na fashionista. Yung, and I, if I will be honest, actually, mas kinilig ako sa kanya. Mas may naramdaman akong kilig kay Choi Era and Won Joon sa start, nung nagkakilala, nagkita ulit sila. Na parang yun yung mga typical na pang K-drama romance, yung kwento ng nagkahiwalay na magkababata, tapos yung personality ng dalawa, super magkaiba, yung babae galaw-gaw, yung lalaki naman, napaka-prim and proper. So medyo na-excite ako dun, pero syempre, na-cut off yun, dahil nga syempre, di naman talaga sila yung bida. Which is fine. Yung okay yun. Kasi syempre, yun nga, hindi naman talaga talagang bida. Bakit sila pag-uubusan natin ng oras, diba? So, which is fine. Kasi mas kinilig din ako naman doon sa nakatuluyan dito ni Choi Era. So, wagi pa din yung story arc na yun. Pero, okay yun. Okay yun. Hindi masyado, hindi sila naging invested. And at the same time, sakto lang. Sakto lang. Yung story arc naman nung high school crush, Diyos ko Lord. Yun, yan yung parang sabi ko, sana tinipid na lang to. Hindi ko naman to kailangan. Hindi naman siya si Donna. Konting struggle lang sana, konting ano, kwento, tapos move on na tayo. Pero hindi. Hindi talaga eh. So even that story arc for me was too drag that it felt that na sila na yung bida. Hindi na si Donna. So for me, mali ang naging focus ng kwento. I again don't know if the webtoon is so much better, but the K-drama adaptation is not it, pamangkin. So I'm sad to say that Donna is just an 8 for me out of 10. And if you ask me if you need to watch it now, kung hindi mo pa siya napapanood, I would say it can wait, pamangkin. Siguro kung walang-wala ka na, then go, panoorin mo na itong K-drama na to. Pero I would say you're not missing anything. If you want to see this a little bit later, that's okay. You're not really missing anything at all. I'm really sad because, again, ang tagal kong hinintay for ang K-drama na to. And ang antindi ng anticipation ko na this is probably, you know, finally this K-drama will stop the drought of the K-drama of this year. Pero wititit pa rin pamangkin. For me, this is not really it. And I don't know if I would even have a top 10 for this year. Kasi siguro pilitan by the last of my very last episode, which is top 10 of 2023. Pwede. Pwedeng pumasok ito. Pero pilitan. Like, for the sake of top 10 na lang, ipapasok ko na tong K-drama. It's not that bad kasi I wouldn't have even finished the K-drama kung pangit talaga. So I would say maganda pa rin naman siya compared to those na hindi ko talaga natapos na. So kung hindi ko pa na-mention yung K-drama na yon na was released this year, it's probably one of those that I did start to watch pero hindi ko pa natatapos. Celebrity. Anyway, so yun na nga. So it's not bad for me because I wouldn't have even finished if talagang tsaka siya. But I could have just, you know, just watched one episode per day. So I feel na nalugi na naman ako dahil naglaan ako ng isang weekend ko just to finish the K-drama. Tapos ganun lang yung ending. Okay, so let's say yung pag-usapan natin yung ending very quickly. Okay, fine. Open ending, acceptable for me actually. Kasi, reality speaking, if you had that type of love or that romance and you're like, you know, an ordinary person and you fell in love with a superstar, it's really, you know, impossible to have a romance, a perfect romance, a normal kind of relationship with that type of person. So, the open ending is acceptable because, again, that is more realistic given the last episode as well and how the story unfolded. But, you know, mas mabuting na rin for me na hindi sila ganun ka-happy ending kasi I don't see them being good for each other based on what we have gone through all the episodes. But everything again that I have said so far in this K-drama is purely opinion ko lang po, okay? So ito ay pawang opinion ko lamang. So syempre, what we may work for me may not work for you, and what may be a good K-drama for you may not be so much not so good for me. Yun na lang. So kanya-kanyang trip yan pamangkin. Now if you want to share your thoughts, if you have already seen the K-drama Donna, let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night kids. Love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong tita!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.